Everything Everywhere All at Once wins 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. Los Angeles, the metaphysical multiverse comedy Everything Everywhere All at Once wrapped its hot dog fingers around Hollywood's top prize Sunday, winning Best Picture at the 95th Academy Awards, along with awards for Michelle Yeoh, Kahui Kwan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Though worlds away from Oscar bait, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Skeinert's anarchic ballet of Everything Bagels, Googly-Eyed Rocks and One Messy Tax Audit emerged as an improbable Academy Awards heavyweight. The indie hit won 7 Oscars in all. Only 2 other films in Oscar history, A Streetcar Named Desire and Network, have won 3 Acting Academy Awards. 50 years after The Godfather won at the Oscars, Everything Everywhere All at Once triumphed with a much different immigrant experience. Its eccentric tale about a Chinese immigrant family, just the 2nd feature by the Daniels, as the filmmaking duo is known, blended science fiction and alternate realities in the story of an ordinary woman and laundromat owner. Yeoh became the first Asian woman to Best Actress, taking the award for her lauded performance in Everything Everywhere All at Once. The 60-year-old Malaysian-born Yeoh won her first Oscar for a performance that relied as much on her comic and dramatic chops as it did her kung fu skills. "Ladies, don't let anyone ever tell you you're past your prime," said Yeoh, who received a raucous standing ovation. Everything Everywhere, released all the way back in March 2022, helped revive arthouse cinemas after 2 years of pandemic, racking up more than $100 million in ticket sales. And despite initially scant expectations of Oscar glory, Everything Everywhere All at Once toppled both blockbusters and critical darlings. In winning Best Director, the Daniels, both 35 years old, are just the 3rd directing pair to win the award, following Robert Wise and Jerome Robbins and Joel and Ethan Coen. Skeinert dedicated the award to the moms of the world. "My imposter syndrome is at an all-time high," said Kwan. Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser, culminating the former action star's return to center stage for his physical transformation as a 600-pound reclusive professor in The Whale. The Best Actor race had been one of the closest contests of the night, but Fraser in the end edged out Austin Butler. "So this is what the multiverse looks like," said a clearly moved Fraser, pointing to the Everything Everywhere All at Once crew. Everything Everywhere All at Once, a shock of freshness in a movie industry awash in sequels and reboots, helped Hollywood turn the page from one of the most infamous moments in Oscar history, the slap. Jimmy Kimmel, hosting for the 3rd time, pledged a ceremony with no nonsense. He said anyone who wanted to get jiggy with it this year would have to come through a fearsome battalion of bodyguards, including Michael B. Jordan, Yeoh, Steven Spielberg, and his show's security guard Guillermo Rodriguez. The former child star Kwan capped his own extraordinary comeback with the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in the indie hit Everything Everywhere All at Once. Kwan, beloved for his roles as Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and Data in Goonies, had all but given up acting before being cast in Everything Everywhere All at Once. His win, among the most expected of the night, was nevertheless one of the ceremony's most moving moments. The audience, including his Temple of Doom director, Steven Spielberg, gave Kwan a standing ovation as he fought back tears. "Mom, I just won an Oscar," said Kwan, 51, whose family fled Vietnam and the war when he was a child. "They say stories like this only happen in the movies. I can't believe it's happening," said Kwan. "This is the American dream." Minutes later, Kwan's castmate Jamie Lee Curtis won for Best Supporting Actress. Her win, in one of the most competitive categories this year, denied a victory for comic book fans. Angela Bassett would have been the first performer to win an Oscar for a Marvel movie. It also made history for Curtis, a first-time winner who alluded to herself as a Nepo baby during her win at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. "She's the rare Oscar winner whose parents were both Oscar nominees," something she emotionally referenced in her speech. Tony Curtis was nominated for The Defiant Ones in 1959, and Janet Leigh was nominated in 1961 for Psycho. Curtis thanked hundreds of people who put her in that position. The German-language World War I epic All Quiet on the Western Front, Netflix's top contender this year, took 4 awards. It won for cinematography, production design, score, and best international film. Though Bassett missed on supporting actress, Ruth E. Carter won for the costume design of Wakanda Forever. ABC's telecast opened traditionally with a montage of the year's films and a lengthy monologue. Kimmel struggled to find lessons from the year's prior scandal when Will Smith smacked presenter Chris Rock. Smith soon after won Best Actor. "If anyone tried any violence this year," Kimmel said, "you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute-long speech." Sarah Polley won Best Adapted Screenplay for Women Talking. Daniel Roher's Navalny, about the imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, took Best Documentary. Some big names weren't in attendance for other reasons. Neither Tom Cruise, whose Top Gun, Maverick is up for Best Picture, nor James Cameron, director of Best Picture nominee Avatar, The Way of Water, were at the ceremony. Both have been forefront in Hollywood's efforts to get moviegoers back after years of pandemic. "The two guys who asked us to go back to theater aren't in the theater," said Kimmel, who added that Cruise without his shirt on in Top Gun, Maverick was L. Ron Hubba Hubba. After last year's Oscars, which had stripped some categories from being handed out in the live telecast, the Academy restored all awards to the show and leaned on traditional song and in dance numbers. Best Song went to Natu Natu. It also meant a long show. "This kind of makes you miss the slapping a little bit, right?" Kimmel said mid-show. The night's first award went to Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio for Best Animated Film. That handed Netflix its first Oscar in the category. After last year's slap, the Academy created a crisis management team to better respond to surprises. Neither Rock, who recently made his most forceful statement about the incident in a live special, nor Smith, who was banned by the Academy for 10 years, attended. The Academy Awards is attempting to recapture some of its old luster. One thing working in its favor: this year's Best Picture field was stacked with blockbusters. Ratings usually go up when the nominees are more popular, which certainly goes for Top Gun, Maverick, and Avatar, The Way of Water. Neither won much, though. The Way of Water, with more than $2.28 billion in box office, won for Best Visual Effects. The Top Gun sequel took Best Sound. Last year, Apple TV's Coda became the first streaming movie to win Best Picture. But this year, 9 of the 10 Best Picture nominees were theatrical releases. After the movie business cratered during the pandemic, moviegoing recovered to about 67% of pre-pandemic levels. But it was an up-and-down year, full of smash hits and anxiety-inducing lulls in theaters. This year, ticket sales have been strong thanks to releases like Creed 3 and Cocaine Bear, which made not one but two cameos at Sunday's show. But there remain storm clouds on the horizon. The Writers Guild and the major studios are set to begin contract negotiations March 20th, a looming battle that has much of the industry girding for the possibility of a work stoppage throughout film and television. The Oscars, too, are seeking steadiness. Last year's telecast drew 16.6 million viewers, a 58% increase from the scaled-down 2021 edition, watched by a record low 10.5 million.